1. When an ambulance pulls up to the doors of a diner, it's never a good sign. Such an occasion is bad for the person headed for the gurney and bad for the diner's owner. The owner would be me, Charlotte Cook, a.k.a. Charlie, on the wrong side of 30 and owner of the Bear Claw, the finest and only diner in Elk View, Alaska. I was proud of our new entrees and the constant refrain of best moose loaf I've ever had from natives and tourists alike, and our new snack pack for diners on their way to Fairbanks to immerse themselves in the northern lights was a big hit, especially since we'd added our new spicy elk jerky to the mix. But it was our supine customer, not our tasty menu, that was in the spotlight this cloudy summer afternoon with its rare threat of rain. Some of my lunch patrons had poured into the parking lot, joined by passers-by, attracted by the dizzying strobe effect of spinning lights on the Matanuska-Susitna Borough ambulance. The paramedics had moved the patient to the back of the diner, where there was a small hallway with more elbow room than there was between the booths and stools. I stood in the doorway leading from the hallway to the back parking lot and surveyed the scene. Had it really been necessary for the enormous fire truck to pull up across the street? Was there even a building in Elkview tall enough to require the polished white ladder stretched along the engine's body? Maybe the truck had simply been in the neighborhood. Similarly for the patrol car of the Alaska State Troopers, the cartoonish bear on its door giving the lie to the seriousness of the situation. It occurred to me that my close connection to Trooper Cody Graham, simply Trooper to his friends, had expedited the response to the 911 calls my diners made when a young man had toppled over onto the table in his booth. I was close enough to hear the chatter among the diners crowded in the aisle.
"Such a shame," repeated more than once.
"He's just a boy,"
from anyone with a touch of gray. "I saw him come in with that group of fishermen."
"They were too young to be fishermen."
"Maybe he had an allergic reaction."
"I think they worked in that fish processing plant across the river."
"J&M?"
"Did he choke on something?"
"J&M, that's the one, a small local company."
"They didn't even have food yet in that booth, so he couldn't have choked."
"What did he order?"
A popular question asked by a number of diners who clutched their stomachs waiting for a response.
"What does it matter? It hadn't come yet."
"Even so."
I winced at that and other snippets, mercifully few, that included the dreaded suggestions of food poisoning as the cause of the man's misfortune. The comment, "I think he said, I'll take the special," had me drawing in my breath every time I heard it. Sighs of relief followed from those who did not order the special of the day, grilled king salmon with mustard sauce and a choice of rice or mixed green salad, and groans from those who did. I wrapped my arms around my body to hold a shudder at bay as I waited for another victim to fall over, grateful for every minute that passed free of new drama. No amount of questioning or supposition was acknowledged by the EMTs. Their carefully choreographed, coded movements inspired confidence as they stripped away layers of clothing and worked on the man's torso. The patient was perfectly still, his countenance almost serene, his dark hair neatly in place as if he'd brushed it when he'd heard cries of 911 and hurry all around him. All I knew for sure was that the poor young man was not responding to their efforts, and I was left wondering what part, if any, the Bear Claw kitchen had played in the man's distress. I listened for signs that a simple antacid would be the solution to this disruption. Instead, I was pushed aside by a hefty woman in a uniform and purple rubber gloves as the medical group loaded the young man onto a gurney and wheeled him out to the ambulance. It didn't help that it was now pouring rain.
"What happened to him?"
And, "Will he be okay?" from me and others drew no response from the professionals. The Bear Claw had been at capacity, 50-plus patrons seated in our retro red vinyl booths and